You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means I'm joined during this first hour by my good friend Rob Regish as we perform the Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, we'll be joined by Dr. Kathy Maupin to talk about the secret female hormone. So you won't want to miss that. And before we even get started, Rob, you and I owe a great debt of gratitude to Sean Golden. And you know why that is?
No, fill me in.
Well, first of all, for those of you who noticed, there is no echo of my voice coming back at me. Sean Golden astutely realized what was going on. He said, if you want to get rid of the feedback from Rob, just have him put headphones on instead of listening through his speakers. I never realized you were listening through your speakers and using the microphone in your laptop all this time.
Yeah, I was sitting here with trying to balance a microphone on my chest. And, you know, his suggestion has helped tremendously. So thank you so much for that, Sean.
And also, there's a little volume control next to that little mute button that you're using to mute during the breaks. If you'll go ahead and push it all the way to the right and turn yourself up, I think it'll even be better. Let's see. Now talk.
All right. How's that?
Oh, much better. Much better. Okay. So there you go. So Sean Golden, we owe you a great debt of gratitude and the annoyance is gone. We're actually joined, right now by a listener of the show and a part of the Blueprint Army. And, that is Galen Tiemann. How you doing, Galen?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. And we've got you on the show because you've taken the time to truly document your progress using the Blueprint, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
So are you using Blueprint Meteoric 2.0, 3.0, or all of the above?
Actually, right now I'm doing the 2.0. This is the first program I've ever undertaken in weight training at all. And the gains are just outstanding. It's truly remarkable.
So tell me, how long have you been doing now?
I am going into 3.5 weeks right now. I started in the famine phase, and then I moved on to the feast phase. And I've kind of done, I guess, what you would call a pre to actually getting to the bulk of the actual program. And just that, you know, pre-stage area is just, it's good.
Now, when you decided to buy the Blueprint, were you skeptical at all?
No, I wouldn't say skeptical. I really like to listen to what people say, and I like to hear a lot of different angles, you know, pros, cons, you know. And I just finally decided to take that big step, you know. Something needed to change, and wanted to go Rob Regish's route.
So tell me about your progress. What have you done in what period of time?
Well, from the time that I actually started to document it was on 2/22 of last month, and from my second documentation, which is 3/08 of this month, I have actually gained 4 pounds of lean body mass.
Really?
And just the pre-stages to actually getting to the bulk of the program.
And how about your strength? Has your strength increased?
Oh, Yeah, it's really gone up. I wasn't like an avid bodybuilder or strength trainer. Just kind of floundering around in the gym, basically, what I'd call it. And I started off, what Rob recommended was a bench press, but I actually went to a dumbbell press just because I work alone on my own and I don't really have a spotter.
Yeah, you don't want to get stapled to the bench if you can help it.
Exactly. I've done that one time before and that was not fun. and it wasn't very heavyweight, so I was able to move it around.
Right.
So I moved to dumbbells, and I started at a kind of an unconfident 70 pounds, I guess.
Right.
And probably within about 2 weeks, I was pushing a pretty confident 90-pound barbell or dumbbell in each hand pretty easy. And that's, you know, just within two and a half weeks.
Now, Rob is giving away Blueprint Meteoric, which is the culmination of everything he's done so far, streamlined. Have you seen that yet?
No, I haven't. I've been hearing about it and listening to it, too, what you and Rob have been talking about. And I have nothing but utmost confidence and faith in him.
So here's my point. Right now he's giving it away for free for those people who sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin. What would you say to anybody out there who is thinking to themselves, you know, it's just another training manual and you know, what's the big deal?
There is a big deal to it once you actually understand the program. I kind of think of Rob as kind of a mad scientist. Because what he does and what he's done in his actual paperwork and research and everything like that, it's amazing. It's really amazing. Once you kind of understand the ins and outs of it, you know, and the concept of what he's going after and the idea of it, there is really, truly so many gains to get from it. You know, from the workout programs that he gives you, he's going after, you know, just the core instant, you know, strength, you know, size gain, this and that. But the program, from what I see, from what I understand, and, you know, mind you, you know, I'm just a beginner, but it just seems so versatile, you know, with any program, once you understand the actual core basics of it. And it's that's all I can say. It's amazing.
Yeah, so you would say to anybody out there that's sitting on the fence right now to go ahead and jump in, because this will pay them off.
Oh, yeah, because that's a good way to put it. I'd be sitting on the sidelines a lot, too, you know, for anything. I like to hear the pros and cons, and, you know, I'll discuss it with anybody who's willing to actually listen, you know, about any subject on anything. And I actually what led up to it was got hurt on an L5 injury before, and I started going through physical training and stuff like that, or physical therapy, and this injury was actually really debilitating, and it really humbled me. And from what I heard, you know, from you and from Coach Rob, you know, I finally decided to take a step. And the biggest thing I learned from doing that is actually taking that first step in anything, you know, just to get out there and just do it, you know, if you're not sure or undecided. And I'm really, really glad and really happy that I took this first step with Rob and listening to Superhuman Radio too. I've learned a lot. My family's learned a lot. my 11-year-old daughter, she's picking up stuff that I tell her to from the show and things like that. She's actually getting pretty pumped up to start getting into the gym too also. So,
you know, it's funny, both Stephen Lay, who lives, I think, what state do you live in?
I'm in Oregon.
Yeah,
Oregon.
And I believe Stephen is in Oregon also. And if I'm wrong, Steve, I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure he is. And Dr. William Seeds, both use me to get their kids to do the right things by saying that Carl will come and visit you if you don't... you know, if you don't stay away from grains and stuff. I mean, I think it's funny. So I've become the boogeyman in certain cases. I want to mention something else. For those out there who still don't get the there are a lot of people out there positioning themselves as being in the anti-aging and longevity game, but they fail to see the importance that building muscle plays in the prescription for longevity. That should be put aside now. A recent study shows that men who maintain their muscle mass up through 55 and women up through 65 have a much lower risk of dying of all-cause mortality. You cannot talk about longevity. You cannot talk about anti-aging and just focus on skin care and diet and supplements. If you're not talking about heavy resistance training that builds muscle, you are shortchanging people who are following you. And the fastest way to build muscle is to use the blueprint. That's it. So don't waste any more time. Listen, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show and sharing your story.
Oh, yeah, no problem, no problem. This is a big honor for me. I listen to you guys constantly, constantly.
Okay.
And there's a lot to learn, a lot to gain, and a lot to take from the show and from Rob Regis.
Rob, do you have anything you want to finish up with before we let him go?
No, I just want to thank Galen for bringing game to Blueprint. You know, it works, and it works fast, but it doesn't work until you put the work in. So as you can see here, you know, Galen took that leap of faith, and look at him now. He's got the bulk of the program still to go. So I'm looking forward to see where he's going to be a month, 2 months from now.
Oh, yeah. My feet are to the fire, so I better bring it.
All right, listen, we thank you very much. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up with the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think you're that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SUPERHUMAN today. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin-stretching muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch-tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD. And neither should you.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the superhuman nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Super Human Radio. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Predator Nutrition in the UK. Those of you who listen to the show in the UK, show Predator some love. They're the first sponsor, Rob, international sponsor, to step up and sponsor the show. That's huge.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, they've got a monster there in Nanadrol, and I know they sold out of Synthogen again.
I mean, they're an amazing company, and you know, I know that we have a small audience in the UK compared to the United States, but the UK is our second largest audience, and I just want the people in the UK to show them some love. That's all.
Sure.
First question comes from John Shepherd. He says, "What do you feel is the upper limit of running that someone should be doing? I usually run 3 to 5 miles 2 times a week and about a mile 3 days a week. What are your feelings on this matter? By the way, the extra stamina has been nice in the gym." I think he answered his own question.
Yeah. You know, running in my mind can take two forms, distance and intervals. And of those, intervals are far superior for physique development. You know, you need only look at the physique of a marathoner versus a sprinter. The marathoner usually looks weak, stringy, and has little muscle. Sprinters, on the other hand, are big, muscular people. Big difference. Now, it's a function of SED, or specific adaptations to impose demands. The long-distance runner does a lot of low-intensity work over a long period of time. Sprinters, on the other hand, generate a lot of intensity over short distances. You know, and that should be a clue as to your weight training. You know, if you're taking more than an hour to get it done, you're not working hard enough. I would not exceed 5 miles on distance runs in any one shot. And certainly what you're doing, you know, a mile 3 days a week is doable. As you correctly pointed out, it does add to your performance with the iron. You recover faster, which if you know anything about total tonnage training, it's gold. So being able to cram more work into any given unit of time generates more overload. And since overload is the physiological trigger for muscle growth, you grow faster. Just don't overdo the distance stuff and you'll be fine. Hope that helps, John.
This one comes from Michael Kelly. He says, I'm taking X3 Cre-Anabolin. I guess that means 3 times per day. Do you think I should follow the 1 per cap meal protocol and 1 before training? One after training and 1 with post-workout meal on workout days? Or is there another protocol I would be better off following that while I'm not running the blueprint? And as with Synthogen, it's just for training days, which is how I have been using it. Your recipe for trans DHEA, the mixture. Wow, this is a long question.
Basically.
The mixture went cloudy, which I expected. It cleared up, but I noticed a lot of it settled to the bottom in a thick slurry. I applied the solution this morning, but it left a fine white powder. It's not. You're not compounding it in. Something's wrong. I can tell you that right now. He wants to go over the DHEA powder. Recipe.
Well, you know, he's dosing Cre-Anabolin correctly on training days, which I usually recommend 1 before training. 1 immediately after, and the 3rd cap at your first solid food sit-down meal about an hour later. But, you know, that formula, Cre-Anabolins, is slanted towards glucose disposal and substrate storage. So we know insulin pushes more creatine into muscle, thus my recommendation, you consume it with your highest calorie and carb-based meals. On off days, it's 1 cap in the a.m. with a big meal and 1 cap in the p.m., with respect to training days only, Cre-Anabolin is an everyday item, right? It should be taken every day. It works well, and, you know, every day you should be using it. On that trans DHEA, it sounds to me like it's separating after it goes into solution. Now, some separation is normal for an, you know, when the androgen settles at the bottom of the container. I just shake it a few times and, you know, I'm back in business. The fact that he's seeing a white residue on his skin is he made the DHEA, the trans DHEA mix correctly, because that is the DHEA. However, in order to get rid of that whiteness, you need to spread it out over a wider surface area. It's referred to as flux in the literature to remedy the problem. So go ahead. I'm interested to hear what you have to say.
Well, no, I mean, I am not, I'd have to go over what you are using as the vehicle, but, you need to, the DHEA, you got to make sure it's pure DHEA powder, first of all, and you should compound it into some ethyl alcohol, like Everclear first, and make almost a watery slurry out of that. And then blend that into your vehicle slowly by titrating it, adding a small amount and blending it, add some more and blending it and doing it that way. You have a better chance of it staying, within the vehicle. But, I've only ever used very, very thick, transdermal vehicles like lecithin based organogels. That's really where my experience stops. Let's go on to the next question with Mike Grady. He says, I know at one time you were looking into laxagenin. I used mesobolan back in the day, and it was the best supplement I've ever used. Is there any real laxagenin out there?
Well, the short answer is no, not that I've found. Now, for the usual too long answer, you know, much like Mike, I became aware of laxagenin when it was sold via amino discounters as mesoblin. This was back in the early 90s. Mesoblin was laxagenin, and the chemist that made it was Mark Thierman. God rest his soul. Whatever you think of Mark, he was an interesting character. Laxagenin was an incredible product and produced some damn impressive results. Milligram for milligram, I consider it the most effective ECDI analog I ever used. It was first identified in 1976 by V.N. Siroff. His name is all over the ECDI literature. There are two rare papers that he authored. An experimental study on the anabolic activity of six keto derivatives of natural sapogenins and novel natural and non-hormonal anabolic agents derived from plants. I happen to have copies of both. And the papers look in depth at what's referred to as compounds 1 through 4. Laxagenin is closest to compound 4, and it resulted in some pretty impressive lean body mass gains secondary to intact hormone function, which is to say when the rats were castrated, the muscle growth was greatly diminished. Curiously enough, though, if you check those tables, the growth still matched the intact animals not getting laxagenin. So what does that tell us? It tells us the body may be able to use ECDI or these analogs as a testosterone mimetic.
Mimetic, right.
In fact, there's a concept out there put forth as hormone heterophilia by a former Soviet researcher, and I found that intriguing. So one day I asked Pat Arnold to test one of these laxagenin products. Label claim was a whopping 50 milligrams. Result? There was almost zero laxagenin in there. Most of it was diacetogenin, which is used as a starter material for synthesis. PA further stated it was some of the shoddiest workmanship he had ever seen. So I have another sample that I might send to Pat to test, but until we find a reliable source, I'd table this for now, Mike.
Why? I mean, I don't understand why so many of these agents from the past, especially the ones that the Russians had early input on and usage and research on, seem to have either not materialized or the materials can't materialize. You can't find this stuff anymore.
Yeah, you know, they're starting with diacetogenin, which is also the starter material, right, for testosterone and estrogen and a whole bunch of hormones. But it's, for some reason, it's very difficult to get to the end product, which in this case is laxagenin. And I talked to Thierman himself, and he said, you know, occasionally I do get a bad batch because there were some batches of his products that worked like gangbusters. And then the next one, you got nothing out of. So it became kind of dicey. You know, you rolled the dice, and the stuff wasn't cheap. It was $60, $70 a bottle. But I'll tell you, when it worked big. The anti-inflammatory effects were profound. I talked to Warren, the guy that ran Beyond a Century up there, and he said he used to sell caseloads of it to lupus patients.
Wow.
Yeah.
The next question. The next question comes from Brett Vanderhoof. He says, after doing a lot of research for the better part of a year, I'm ready to pull the trigger and purchase Synthogen. Good luck finding it. It's sold out everywhere. I looked at every review I could find. If my math is right, the stuff looks like it works for 95% of the people, so there's only 5% of non-responders. It even seems to outshine creatine, which I found hard to believe. A few even said they recovered, it recovered them better than the real deal. I guess he means anabolic steroids.
Yeah.
But I didn't see any drug-like muscle growth. It's clear that the gains are above and beyond those not using it, though. If I'm going to do this, how do I do it right? Do I have any recourse if it doesn't work for me? And why does it work in such high percentage of people? P.S. How do you get it into Australia? I see ecdysterone is on the banned list.
Yeah, well, his math on 95% positive reviews, that's consistent with our reorder rate, so that doesn't surprise me. Nor does outshining creatine, because creatine, if you think about it, it's a single ingredient, and it's limited in what it can do. It's great for replenishing ATP, cell volumization, etc. But the benefits end there. The muscle can only store so much of it, and when you're loaded, you're loaded. Synthogen, on the other hand, it brings more than a dozen ingredients to the table, and it greenlights every qualifier your body has for muscle growth. I'll spare you the mechanisms of action, but the fact that I use the plural there should tell you something. The fact it doesn't cause drug-like muscle gains, that doesn't surprise me either, because I live by a very simple rule when I go shopping for supplements. Supplements don't work like drugs. Drugs act like drugs. Now, having said that, I have no reservation in saying this. It'll recover you faster than any legal product out there and some of the illegal ones. And yes, you will absolutely grow faster versus training without it. He can do Synthogen right by take 5 caps immediately pre-workout, 5 halfway through, and 5 afterwards. For most, it's noticeable after the very first workout. Dial it back from there to find your lowest effective dose. And if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. It's as simple as that. We do get into Australia because although ECDI is banned there, reponthacarbamoids extract. Right. Yeah. So, you know, finally, why does it work so well for so many? It boils down to 3 things. One, there's an exception to the mantra, only drugs act like drugs. That's in and around your workout, so I leverage that. 2, Synthogen is built on fundamentals, and then it gets sexy. So what I did was I built off a backbone of essential amino acids, and with that out of the way, I had creative license to tweak it. And then finally, 3, I got lucky. So there it is. I said it. There was one ingredient I was worried about. It ties the entire formula together, and I nailed it. Saved me years worth of trying the other stuff. Here's the bottom line. If you're like 95% of the people that try it, Brett, you'll be blown away. So musclemass.com if you're interested in reading more about it.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, Dr. Kathy Malpin is going to join us to talk about the secret female hormone. By the way, do you use the Superhuman Radio Network iPhone, iPad, or Android app? You should. That's the best way to listen to the show, manage the podcast, and also reach me by using the little message interface there. You can get a message to me right away. Okay, the next question comes from Raleigh Wood. He says, hey, Rob, quick question. Consuming mostly protein during the day, weigh-in, etc., with little to no carbs, doesn't that teach your body to use protein as a fuel instead of a instead of fat and carbs? What do you think, Rob?
Well, yeah, this is something I don't speak to enough. Consuming protein by itself burns up 1 1/3 its energy in calories, which explains why high protein diets cause you to lose weight. Done incorrectly, and you'll lose weight all right, unfortunately, muscle. Now, when protein shakes became all the rage, I can still remember the old timers shaking their heads. They couldn't fathom consuming protein by itself, and it wasn't carbs they were thinking about. It was fat. Rio Blair, his milk and egg protein powder, was very specific. He specified mixing in half and half or heavy cream, and the great Vince Gironda echoed the same. There's a fat that's actually superior to that, though, at putting on lean body mass. Even advanced men that have plateaued reliably put on close to a pound a week for up to 12 weeks, sometimes more. It absolutely runs circles around weight gainers, and it always will. Your biggest problem will be in affording the new wardrobe you're going to need. It's as close as your local supermarket, and it tastes unbelievably good. And I just did a big highlight on it for the Blueprint Bulletin subscribers, and they'll be getting that in the April issue. So, you know, sorry to leave you hanging, but look into heavy cream. Heavy cream just makes any of those powders taste fantastic. And a cup is 1,000 calories. So there's your weight gainer.
Yeah, absolutely. Johnny Gray says, my slow bulk is going well. I'm back up over 200 pounds and strength is coming back. I can't take stims due to a heart condition. My question is there any non-stim that really boosts momentary strength?
There are, but these fall into two categories, and both of them take some getting used to. The first are, let's call them nootropics, and they vary widely in how well they work. The most effective, in my opinion, acetyl-L-carnitine, tyrosine, and phenylparacetam. It's important to dose those on an empty stomach with a touch of caffeine as what I call a driver. I don't care what the ad copy says. Every one of these works better with a bit of caffeine. A great all-in-one formula is Extreme Formulations Vengeance. We talked about that before. Second category I refer to as focus agents. And as the name implies, they sharpen your mind and put you in the zone. They don't vary widely in effects since most of them are drugs. Modafinil is the best, followed shortly thereafter by its precursor,
Adrafinil.
Yeah.
Which you can get in Razor's Edge at Prime Nutrition. And if you use the coupon code SHR30, you can get it for 30% off. And everybody that's used it so far has told me that it's insane the focus that they get, but no stimulation whatsoever.
Talked to another one last night.
Did you really?
Very happy. Yeah. And while, you know, modafinil is a scheduled drug here in the United States, adrafinil isn't. And since adrafinil converts to modafinil, the practical effect is it just takes a bit longer for it to kick in.
But you should not use it every day, by the way. You should not be using adrafinil every day for a couple reasons, not the least of which is that it converts in the liver and it is taxing to the liver. I'm not talking about hepatotoxicity like methylated steroids and drugs, but still taxing to the liver.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's my preferred stack, and keep in mind this is unique to me and probably not ideal for everyone. I take this on an empty stomach an hour before a workout. 100 milligrams of caffeine, I use yerba mate. 600 milligrams of adrafinil, 1 gram of tyrosine, and 50 milligrams of pyrocetam. Now, that stack has the caffeine and mixed methyl xanthines that I specified as the driver. It has adequate but not over-the-top levels of adrafinil, 1 gram of the proven tyrosine for alertness and nerve transmission, and phenylparacetam, which dramatically improves cerebral blood flow. Finally, keep this in mind when practicing the fine art of nootropics. Abstinence is the godsend drug for performance enhancement. I hope that helps, Johnny.
Yeah. Okay, Mike Gillarge. Spring is almost here, and it's time to cut. I'm not fat, but not skinny. Just need to drop some around the midsection. Join the club. I don't want to do anything crazy like eliminate whole macronutrients from my diet, weigh and measure food, etc. What can I do?
Easiest and most painless way to accomplish your goal is to cut out the junk. And that means refined sugars, artificial sweeteners, food dyes, and other items that cause food allergies. That and anything carbonated needs to go, including quote-unquote diet soda. If there is anything I see that causes a distended midsection, it's that stuff. If you want to see what carbonated drinks do to your physique, try this. Take a side profile pic just prior to drinking a soda, diet or otherwise. Now, drink your soda and wait 30 minutes. Now, retake your picture, same pose. What you will see is a distended abdomen, an intestinal bloat, and almost a full inch on your waist, if not more. Worse than that, it completely smooths out definition, and it impairs protein digestion and assimilation. And if those pictures don't convince you, try eating a steak with soda for dinner one night. Now repeat that same experiment the next night, this time with a glass of water or pineapple juice. You will feel the truth the next morning. Soda, it all but halts digestion of the steak. It will constipate the hell out of you. Whereas pineapple juice facilitates digestion and you'll be regular again. It's a world of difference. Finally, do all your shopping on the outside perimeter of the grocery store. That's one of the biggest tips I can drop. The inside aisles contain all the packaged stuff laced with preservatives, right? And what I call dead food. That food is dead, chemically speaking. And the foods on the outside are alive. Fresh fruit, meats, cheeses, and dairy, along with vegetables. It goes without saying you want the non-GMO stuff. So it's a lot harder to go wrong with those. Hope that helps, Mike.
Do you know how old Mike Gillard is?
You know, he's got to be close to my age now, maybe a year younger, so 43.
Well, I'm going to share something real quick with you that I'll talk about on a later show. But, you know, I have realized that I have had a sluggish thyroid. Even though my thyroid tests come back without showing any real evidence of anything, I did a challenge test with 30 micrograms of T3 a few days ago. And all I can tell you is I had this sense of well-being. I was sweating regularly again. Don't discount your thyroid once you get above that 35, 40-year-old mark. Don't discount your thyroid. That's all I'm going to say till a later date. Okay, so let's see what we got going here. Let's go ahead and take this break now, and then we'll finish up with a question from Jerry Santello and the Blueprint Tip of the Day. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Predator Nutrition. Check out Predator Nutrition today. Go to superhumanradio.com and see what all the rage is about. We'll be right back. I need you to mute, Rob. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, we'll be right back. Wait, because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1930 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor-formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs, blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat-soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. You're right, Rob. We are going to have to go right to the Blueprint Tip of the Day in order to stay on task here. We will have to answer, whose question was it? It was Jerry Santello's question next week, okay?
Sure.
All right, so the Blueprint Tip of the Day on the merits of self-coaching. Talk to us.
Yeah, there's a school of thought in our business that goes like this. It's good to have a training partner because two heads are better than one, and they're going to push you harder. Now, while parts of that may be true, you have more to lose than gain, in my opinion. In fact, if you're the kind of person I think you are, a training partner can be the kiss of death. Let me tell you why. First things first, most people suck. You know it and I know it. They're going to no-show you, they'll bring nothing to the table, and they'll lack critical thinking skills. They wind up mooching off you, and it's just going to be another sponge that takes more than they give. Nothing wrong with helping others, but you should be selfish to a certain extent about the time you put in, because this is your time. You've also heard me say I'm a big fan of the unorthodox, and that means using exercises and techniques that raise eyebrows, right, amongst most people. Most people do the same old, content to make little to no progress from year to year. Most people put no thought or effort into their training, and remember, most people suck. It's a function, I think, of the environment and a few other factors, but it narrows the field considerably. The number of people that'll be open to one-arm push-ups instead of benching, barbell hip thrusts, and or deliberate catabolic phases like famine are few and far between. You'll be seen as unreasonable, and that, however, is why all progress is dependent upon unreasonable men. So let's talk about why you're the best training partner you'll ever have. Your motivation comes from within. It's not dependent on any pill, powder, potion, or other person. Vince Gironda said it once, and it's true. Your brain is the most powerful steroid. Your mind, therefore, should be filled with training ideas, and it needs to be topped off regularly. So keep reading. You'll also know when you're better than anybody else as a training partner, because you understand what your physiology responds to, set and rep schemes.
If you're paying attention.
Right, exactly. And just as importantly, you know what doesn't work. You know what's strong. You know what's weak. And how much is too much. You know how frequently you can train, how well you slept last night, and how often to deload. Nobody else knows these things, except the guy looking back at you in the mirror. Where things can go wrong is this. life gets busy and you slack on your continuing education. The new ideas aren't new anymore, and digging them up only gets harder the longer you're in this game. So let's face facts. Finding new training, dietary, and supplement strategies is time-consuming and expensive. And that is where consulting someone can take you to the next level. Right? At the top of the show, you heard how much of a difference the blueprint made for Galen. He didn't get that info from a training partner. It didn't jump out at him from the newsstand, and he didn't waste time trying half a dozen other programs. He invested in new information, which I spent 30 years cherry-picking from all the crap out there. I made this even simpler recently with the advent of the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, you get the latest training, diet, and supplement strategies sent to your inbox. Not only that, you get the Blueprint Meteoric or 3.0 for free, both of which are an absolute goldmine of information. Now, if you require something more customized or intense than that, I do offer one-on-one phone consults. And I'll guarantee you this, no matter which option you take, you're going to walk away with a lot more than what you paid for and make the absolute fastest progress of your life. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not the only guy out there doing this. I do, however, have a long track record of getting people results, because once I fertilize your brain with these ideas, you'll give the one guy in the world he needs to get to Gainesville, that guy that's looking back at you in the mirror. So it's in your hands now. I'd encourage you to visit my website, CoachRobRegish.com, because I'm going to Gainesville, and you're coming with me. So, I was really excited to hear about Galen's progress. But you know what? We haven't talked about it in a while, but it's typical. It's not.
Yeah, this is you get this stuff. People reach out to you all the time telling you how they're making progress. And you know, coming full circle to what I said before, the importance of muscle. I've been Adele Moussa wrote about this recent study that shows that men who maintain more muscle mass at 55 and women at 65 live longer. And I've been saying since I started doing this show that muscle is metabolic currency. And you should get into the gym and make a deposit today. And I said that the first 2 years I did this show, at closing every day, every time I did the show, I would say that. Because it's the truth. Muscle is an organ. We need to stop thinking of it as the medical orthodoxy thinks that muscle is some sort of optional thing that you gain through vanity. And nothing could be further from the truth. I'm reading an amazing book right now called The History of the Human Body by Daniel Lieberman. It's an anthropological view of our evolution from our last common ancestor with chimpanzees and apes. Okay? And I'm sorry if I'm challenging those of you who believe in creationism, but this is science. And with that being said, the reality is that we have had muscle as our friend for a very, very long time. We've benefited from muscle. It's enabled us to stand up on 2 feet when other creatures couldn't. The fact that we ignore muscle today and act like as though it's not important, the fact that doctors don't talk to people and say, look, you're getting older, you're going to have to work harder to maintain muscle. You need to start lifting weights. You need to start working harder. They don't even have that discussion with people. The fact that they don't is direct evidence of dereliction of duty, because nothing will keep you from developing diseases faster and to a greater degree than maintaining muscle mass on your body. And it's not about looking good at the beach. That's just a byproduct of it. It's about muscle is an organ. It produces hormones, growth factors. It does all sorts of things for your body. And more importantly, it allows you to maintain your independence by allowing you to be ambulatory later into life. So you're not stuck in a wheelchair, withered away, waiting for someone to push you to the restroom and put you on the potty.
I'm literally watching that happen right now with my grandfather. Okay. He is wasted away to the point where he's in a wheelchair. He has to be pushed around. You can see the muscle literally falling off of him. And guess what? They have him doing now. God bless him. weight training. He goes down to the little gym there and he's starting to train. But, you know, folks, at 94 years of age, you're really behind the eight ball there. Just imagine if he was adorned with all of this lean body mass before this event took place. Now, I guarantee you, people are going to say you're crazy, but I guarantee you, you get him on testosterone replacement and keep up with those weight workouts, I guarantee his quality of life improves 1,000,000%.
And you know what? And my frustration about this discussion, which I know this audience doesn't have a problem. This audience understands the importance of maintaining muscle. It wasn't an issue for us 500 years ago because people stayed active. Elderly people were tasked with helping raise grandchildren. They had to work and do jobs. They were much more active than they are today. The average person today is inactive at the age of 30. As a matter of fact, there was a study recently that showed that obese women are actually only exercising the equivalent of 1 hour a year. Now, think about that. That's shocking to me.
It's, you know, when you say muscle is the currency of life, you will see the proof. Visit a nursing home. I'm serious here. Even if you don't know anybody in the nursing home, visit a nursing home and witness for yourself the deleterious effects of sarcopenia or the age-related loss of muscle tissue. And ask yourself, you know, it's, am I going to be better off or worse off from if I start training now or keep my training up? The answer is an unequivocal better. You will be much better off.
And I don't care what disease you have. You're always going to fare better if you exercise because it's going to change the outcome of the disease, the length of time that it takes maybe to overcome it and or if it you succumb to it. I mean, we see this constantly. I mean, it's been proven in science. Things like depression are affected by exercise because we were designed to be active. We were not designed. We are mismatched for our environment today. And all these diseases that we face are a result of us forcing ourselves into a square hole when we're round pegs.
Completely agree. Yeah. We are at odds with our physiology.
Yeah. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to pull the plug on this segment of the show. We have a question to make up next week, and we will make it up next week for Jerry Santello. Sorry about that, Jerry. We ran out of time. And as always, Rob, thanks so much for all your hard effort.
Thank you. It was a blast. It is every week.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we will be joined by Dr. Kathy Maupin to talk about the secret female hormone. I can't wait to learn the secret. We'll be right back.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin stretching, muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use AuraMD. AuraMD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind you, if you like us on Facebook, that's facebook.com/Superhuman Radio Network. You're entered to win four boxes of Quest protein bars. The drawing will happen on Friday, the 21st, on the Casual Friday episode. We will announce the winner. If you already liked us, you're already entered. This is an important discussion we're going to have right now. It's a serious discussion. I'm being joined by Dr. Kathy Maupin. How you doing, Dr. Maupin?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Fantastic. You've authored a book called The Secret Female Hormone, and I think that this is an important discussion. We've covered it in the past over the years, but it's something that can't be covered often enough, because the reality is that both neophyte practitioners and the women that they treat don't get it when it comes to women and testosterone, do they?
No, they don't get it. And that's one of the big reasons I wrote the book, because no one got it. I'm an OBGYN, and I wasn't trained with any information about testosterone until I had my own crisis. And then I had to go find it. And I was told by other doctors, you're crazy, you're fat, you're lazy. You're getting old, so forget about it. And I had to just drop to my knees and pray to find somebody who would help me. And 3 days later, a doctor walked into my life who takes care of women with testosterone and has for now the last 30 years.
Now, there are even some newer challenges afoot. Unfortunately, because of the bad science behind two studies that we've discussed on this show now, trying to implicate testosterone as being dangerous, has that overshadowed any of your work at this point in time?
Luckily, the people that are already my patients, and hopefully the people who are reading the book, will be convinced that it is a safe alternative to hormone replacement.
Okay.
Anyway, the testosterone is safe. The last studies have been bad, and they have countered 2,500 studies before that study that said testosterone for men and testosterone for women is safe, and there are very few side effects, and those are usually cosmetic.
And you know what's funny? I always find it humorous first of all, the two studies that we're talking about, and we'll get off this in a second, were both done on very, very sick populations of men, number one. Number two, the men were not taking their testosterone at all in one of the studies because they were clearly hypogonadal after the 2 years anyway, which that study should have been called you will get a heart attack if you don't take your testosterone.
That's right. They reported it wrong.
But more importantly, I find it intriguing by people who look at testosterone as this dangerous molecule. If it's so dangerous, then why are women and men not having these problems when they're 25 years old, when their testosterone levels are the highest? If you use any critical thinking, you realize, well, maybe it's not the testosterone.
You are absolutely correct. I think that there's a lot of belief in idioms or things that doctors just believe because they were told to believe it, and they don't look into it, and they don't investigate it unless they have to. So basically, we're scientists. We should be investigating things like that. And you're right. Logically, if testosterone was so bad for men and women, then we would be getting breast cancer, prostate cancer, all kinds of illnesses when we have our highest levels, which is in our teens, and we don't.
So let's talk about women now. So this is another area of difficulty. So we've talked about this on the show before, and when you talk about testosterone in women, women go, well, wait a minute, testosterone is a male hormone. I don't have testosterone.
That's what I'm trying to, I am trying to convert women's beliefs into the reality that we have three times as much testosterone as estrogen when we are in our fertile years. Now, later, testosterone drops off, estrogen surges, and we call it estrogen dominance in our 40s. That's the beginning of the end of life as we knew it. And then both estrogen and testosterone drop until it's gone.
Is testosterone only therapy a good alternative, or should women be looking at testosterone? I know you have the spotlight on testosterone, but
yes.
is it sensible to say, look, do not ignore testosterone. Don't just take biest and progesterone. You need to add testosterone, or is testosterone only a therapeutic approach as well?
Well, you're very well versed in this, and even the names of the medications. But I believe in whole balance. So the book, yes, is on testosterone because there's never been a book just about testosterone for women. There have been books that by many authors that have touched on it,
right.
But this centers on it. However, when I practice, I am a holistic mentality in my office. I have a holistic mentality. I actually balance every hormone that is out of balance, thyroid, adrenal, and then the ovarian hormones are estradiol, testosterone, and estriol. So those are the hormones that come from your ovary and progesterone, sorry.
Right.
So these are the hormones that we need to have replaced even after we are menopausal. Men make testosterone, and there's been a rash of people trying to give them progesterone, and they don't make progesterone. And honestly, I don't understand why you would give a man a hormone that they didn't have when they were young. And it doesn't make any sense to me, and I don't know that study is valid. That's for another day. But testosterone for women is vital. It's like putting the foundation on your life. You can't really lose weight like you did when you were young.
Right.
You can't have the same mental acuity unless you build the foundation on testosterone. There are many reasons I think that it has been, there's been a subterfuge to keep it away from women. But I think much of it is government, much of it is pharmaceuticals. It would get rid of many pharmaceuticals that we now have to take, such as antidepressants,
right.
Viagra,
anxiolytics. I mean, the list goes on.
Yeah.
And on. Even so, I know this is about testosterone, but as you said, balance is the important thing here, but not to exclude testosterone because that's what's been done in the past. But I know women who've had very, very poor blood lipid profiles that have gotten on hormone replacement therapy, and lo and behold, their cholesterol levels have leveled out, and they go, I can't. And I say, well, of course, because cholesterol is a building block of these hormones. If you don't use the firewood, it just stacks up in the backyard. It just stays in your bloodstream.
That is absolutely the most beautiful picture. I love that picture. The firewood stacks up. Yeah, that's what I can always tell when a man's testosterone's dropped, when he tells me that he's just gone on cholesterol medicine.
Right.
Because when cholesterol starts going up, testosterone is dropping. You just don't have, you're not using it, you're not making it in the testicle or in the ovaries, then that's when your cholesterol goes up. We could treat cholesterol elevations and heart disease with testosterone,
yes,
which is the opposite of what everybody thinks.
Right, exactly. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got lots more to discuss about the secret female hormone. In the meantime, you can go to the website, thesecretfemalehormone.com, to learn more about this fantastic book. This is a book not only for those of you out there who are considering hormone replacement therapy, but for clinicians out there. Because I got to tell you something. Some of the clinicians out there need more help than their patients. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about this?
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking right now with Dr. Kathy Maupin about her book, The Secret Female Hormone. And you can get the book and more information about the book by going to the website, thesecretfemalehormone.com. So let's start off with this, Dr. Maupin. Talk a little bit about how testosterone deficiency could actually trigger aging in women. This could be one of the early symptoms that people notice before picking up on something else, right?
Yes. Yes, testosterone deficiency begins slowly unless a woman's had her ovaries out, and then it's abrupt, like when I had mine out, and I was very sick very fast. But usually it sneaks up on you, and you have fatigue, very, very nebulous kind of symptoms at first, insomnia, you lose your libido. You start looking at your husband or partner and saying, why are you still here? I don't really need you anymore. And, that's a very frequent thing. You get emotional, you're depressed, you're anxious. The symptoms, we list, go through all of the symptoms. You lose muscle mass, of course, just like men. Osteoporosis sets in, but that's not really a symptom. Arthritis is, and people feel like their arthritis starts when their testosterone drops and goes away when we replace it. So when all of these start happening, then that is like the first step. The second step is the aging trigger is when testosterone drops, your growth hormone drops. So that's a trigger for growth hormone. Growth hormone, as we know, keeps us young and lean. When testosterone decreases, we also have a decrease in our immune system. So that, it either decreases or it becomes excessive, like in autoimmune disorders. These two things are things that age us. Inflammation causes us to retain plaque on our vessels.
Right.
Inflammation causes us to have arthritis, and it causes us, all of our cells, to age and not work efficiently. We lose our hair. All of this has a lot to do with testosterone. Testosterone triggers all of these changes, and they can all be reversed. So we start getting cancers. We start getting autoimmune disorders when the testosterone decreases. We start losing the muscle and being able to stand up straight. We start losing our ability to take care of ourselves over time because of this. In the end, lots of illnesses we associate with aging, like Alzheimer's and dementia, are because we have not sustained our testosterone. You need testosterone to heal your brain, and you need testosterone to build bone and muscle to keep you upright so you don't end up in a nursing home, which is my goal. My goal is never to end up in a nursing
home.
Right. And, I mean, these are long-term things, but the trigger for aging really is when testosterone drops, the growth hormone drops, your cortisol sometimes goes up, insulin resistant goes up. I know your listeners.
Well, thyroid, there's an interplay between testosterone and thyroid as well. And this is evidenced in people who are hyperthyroidism will cause hyperandrogenism as well in both men and women. So clearly there's a reciprocal relation between thyroid hormone and testosterone. So if it's reasonable to assume that if testosterone drops, then thyroid function probably becomes somewhat impaired as well.
That's true. It does. And it is, it does become impaired. The, having your thyroid, drop, becoming hypothyroid is a very unusual or a very difficult thing to actually diagnose. And that's because all the normals that are on the lab test that your doctor's looking at, they're not separated by gender. So the normals for women are different than the normals for men. And we should look at that. And the normals haven't changed much since the 1940s when we measured these normals with the initial test. The first generation test on thyroid hormone was done on 29-year-old male medical students. So that's where we got our normals. But now we have a test that's third and fourth generation, depending on your lab, which is much more specific, and the normals should be much more accurate. But they still have a very wide range for normal when they shouldn't. They should be looking at these tests and retesting people, and the thyroid does contribute to aging, as testosterone does, and they do interplay. But every hormone interplays.
Yes.
I mean, it's like clocks and cogs all just working with one another to keep us alive. It's an amazing system when it works.
Well, I want to talk about something now. So since you know, when we talk about epidemiology dictating what ranges are, normal ranges, we really are shooting in the dark because we don't even know if the subjects that were used to attain these assay high and lows were a diseased population, a healthy population. So we really don't know if the lows are truly normal, quote unquote, lows for healthy people or not. Which brings me to this question. I proposed to Dr. David Zava on this show back in 2007 that every parent should buy their child of 25 or 30 years old a gift, a time capsule assay of all of their hormones so that they can put it away till they're 40 and 50 and things start going awry, because they would need to be back where their ratios are, not what some epidemiological study says is the normal range. And my case in point in this is I know a woman whose testosterone levels when she first started HRT were up in the 400 nanogram area. She felt remarkable. She was not developing any hair. Her voice hadn't changed. There was no clitoral change. Nothing that you would say would indicate that she was having high testosterone. She went to an OBGYN, and the OBGYN did some blood work on it and said, oh, my God, you've got the testosterone of a man. She backed her dose down, and from that point forward, she's been chasing, trying to feel better ever since. Now, we know that there's certain phenotypes. We can look at women who have a great variance between hip and waist ratio and assume that they had higher testosterone levels. Or we can go to the middle finger, which is now being used even in autism research as indicative of phenotype for high testosterone in women. These doctors are reckless, in my humble opinion, by trying to stick women in this template when they don't know that that woman probably had high testosterone and 400 for her may be her sweet spot.
You know, you are so on the mark. You are so on the mark. It's like you're speaking out of my book. It is, I mean, this is amazing because this is exactly what I've been fighting for years. And yes, I think we should all have a time capsule for our children. I've actually ordered it on my daughter. But they have to be off birth control pills. They can't have any kind of hormone. You have to actually get the time capsule when they have no other medication on board to see what they really are. But having said that, normal is normal individually, and the way we have determined normal in most hormone tests is what's average for your age, but that doesn't work because right. Our hormones decrease with age. But those are the ranges that you're seeing, and that's what doctors, especially OBGYNs, are trained to see. They say in our books, they say if your testosterone total is greater than 200, you might have an ovarian tumor. So then they go looking for tumors, yeah. And they forget about the testosterone, and they try to get rid of it. But in women versus men, you can never say to a woman, your total testosterone is like a man, is because the free testosterone, the part that's really working, is a much smaller percentage in women than men.
Right, right. It's bound.
And it's bound to sex hormone binding globulin. And when we add estrogen to it, especially oral estrogen, then the sex hormone binding globulin goes way high, and we have very little available testosterone to work. So it is a misconception that you can compare men's testosterone to women's, and you can't really even compare it to the people in your own age group. You have to compare it to like a 29-year-old female, just like we do with osteoporosis.
Right. Right. When somebody's diagnosed with diabetes, they don't say, okay, we're going to give you metformin, but we're just going to give you enough to get you into the range of what a 70-year-old's blood sugar levels are. No, they take That's you all right. the way back to when you were young. They say, no, we want to get you down, you know, down in 65, 70, 75, because that's what a youthful person's blood management is like. Why don't they do that with hormones?
I have no idea why they don't do it with hormones, but I have to tell you that this is exactly what they do with hormones and what I have been fighting against. One of the chapters in my book is why normal isn't normal on lab tests. And that's the reason. Now, if you look at somebody's metabolic profile, like their blood sugar, their liver, their kidney function, all of those normals are normal for every age. And they are in the range of healthy. Mm-hmm. But we've done a lot more testing on that. But if you look at hormones, it's a whole different ballgame. And like growth hormone, if they look at IGF-1, which is the measurement for growth hormone, then they always dumb down the levels so that you are average for this huge range of age group, including sick people. Well, growth hormone has to be at 150 or above at the very lowest at any age for you to actually be lean and actually be healthy and be able to heal. If it's lower than that, then you're not able to heal. And so you're going to be sick. If you're in an accident or if you have surgery, you're not going to heal well. So testosterone, the way I give it is pellet form. But it can be given in many different forms, but I found that to be the best. And pellet under the skin form actually will stimulate growth hormone and will bring it above 150 in my patients. And that's one of our goals when we're looking at treatment. It really makes a difference. They get leaner. They get more muscle. And when you have enough muscle mass, You burn calories while you sleep.
Right.
Without testosterone, without exercise. And I'm not saying you don't exercise, take supplements, do everything. You just have to have the testosterone first, or none of this other stuff is going to bring you back.
Right. You won't respond. You won't recover. You won't respond. Now, speaking to the growth hormone for just a moment, it's a huge mistake, in my humble opinion, within the medical orthodoxy to look at IGF-1 as the benchmark for growth hormone. Number one, the gold standard is a 24-hour urine collection to really see growth hormone metabolites. But in lieu of that, testing for IGF-1 plus binding protein 3 is a greater indicator that the IGF-1 is coming from conversion of growth hormone, because you can develop high IGF-1 levels from a variety of things. If you a lot of whole dairy products, red meat, that your IGF-1 levels will go up. So,
if you have diabetes or if you have insulin resistance, then it messes with the levels as well. It's just the least expensive, easiest way for doctors to, and I use it as a benchmark. You're right. It's not a great way. And if I have someone sitting in front of me, I know if they have diabetes. I know if they have high insulin. I know if they have insulin resistance or polycystic ovaries, and they're going to have a growth hormone that's high even when they're not lean.
Right.
But I use it as a benchmark. Usually when they start, those people are in a different group, and I look at them when they start to, their testosterone starts to work, they start to lose fat, they start to gain muscle, I watch it go down and then come back up.
Right.
So their insulin resistance gets better, and then it comes back up as they get leaner and exercise.
Right.
But I'm not about just giving testosterone and letting people go off into the wilderness. You know, I'm like, you have to be eating this way. You have to eat properly. You have to get rid of all the junk in your life if you really want to be well.
That's a really good point. I want to stay with this for a second. Okay. We have to take a break. But when I come back on the other side, I want to pick up what you just said, that there's a responsibility that comes with getting on HRT. It's not a prophylactic. It's not a firewall, but there's a responsibility that comes with HRT. And I want to talk about that on the other side of the break. We're talking right now with Dr. Kathy Maupin. The book is called The Secret Female Hormone, and the website is thesecretfemalehormone.com. Every woman needs to read this book. I'm serious about this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar, not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Livon Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Get the Superhuman Radio Network app. Manage the podcast. Listen to the live stream. Communicate with us on social media. A direct messaging interface to send me messages while I'm on the air. Annoy me. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play to download it today for free. We're talking with Dr. Kathy Maupin. We're talking about her book, The Secret Female Hormone, which really, while it focuses on testosterone, I don't want to lose the importance of this. You're really talking about all the hormones, but you don't want testosterone ignored any further, which it has been in the past. Okay. So now let's talk about responsibility on HRT. So I have a good friend. Actually, my cousin had a friend. And, you know, she was telling me, because she knows that I'm on HRT and I'm a big proponent of HRT, that her friend ended up with breast cancer. And they blamed it on the HRT. And I know the woman that she's talking about. She's probably in her late 60s. She is severely overweight. I mean, she's probably 5 foot and she probably weighs 250 pounds. She drinks a lot. I know this for a fact that, you know, a bottle of wine, a couple glasses of wine every night. And I said to her, look, HRT comes with a responsibility. You have to live the whole life. It's not a prophylactic. You can't take your hormones and go, oh, great, I'll never get cancer or get a disease. I can live a crappy life.
That's absolutely correct. And part of what is wrong with being obese is that it causes inflammation and it suppresses your immune system. But also, estrogen given without testosterone also suppresses the immune system. So you can take HRT, but you need to have testosterone with it to get the full deal that you had when you were younger. The responsibility is always the person who is the patient or who is trying to get better. They have to actually try. Coming to see me and getting hormones and then going home and eating, they don't make ding-dongs anymore, so just a bunch of stuff. You can't get better that way. You can't get better without exercising. When somebody says they walk their dog and talk to the neighbors, and that's not exercise. I mean, I go through that with them and make sure every time that that's what they're doing. And that's so very important. Drinking water is so very important. Not drinking soda is very important. Not smoking, not being around people who smoke. And if you gain that much weight, it is, I mean, you should probably either, if you can't get it on a diet, then you should replace your hormones, testosterone being the main one, so that you can get some muscle mass. And then if that doesn't work, you need to look into surgery at that point, because that is the biggest reason people get breast cancer is because they're obese and they're drinking. And those two things are much more important. And I won't say more dangerous, because estrogen in a non-oral form is not dangerous. Estrogen does not cause breast cancer. They misrepresented the WHI study, so all women on Medicare would go off Premarin, and they would, I hesitate to say, save money on women. And
well, let's face it. The health of women has been a second priority to the medical orthodoxy for a long time.
Yeah, we're second class citizens in medicine.
Well, and that's because the majority of people that have been in medicine in the annals of medicine were men. They didn't. If a man had to go through menopause, you can bet they would have found really good ways to deal with it 100 years ago.
Well, okay? Yeah, and they approved Viagra in 3 months, and they took 3 years to investigate the testosterone patch, and then just dumped it because women got facial hair, a little facial hair, big deal. That, compared to all the illnesses that you get by not having testosterone and all the symptoms and all the other drugs you've got to take, a little facial hair is nothing. We can prevent that. We have troubleshooting ways to stop that. So that is not what's important.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about types of hormones. There's a growing body of evidence that two things are afoot. Number one, transdermally delivered hormones may not actually end up in tissue, but get sequestered into the lymphatic system, number one. Number two, this affects number two, that saliva testing is really not as good as we thought it was. It may be okay to kind of use as a place to start, but either blood spot or serum is really the gold standard at this point in time.
I love you, Carl. Thank you so much, because I have been fighting saliva testing because I've done side-by-side testing. I've done blood tests. Patients have insisted on doing saliva tests, and then I treat based on the blood tests, and they get better. So the saliva test was never consistent with the blood test except in one circumstance, and that is the saliva test for cortisol.
Cortisol. I was just going to say, that's it.
It is reliable. And sometimes to find out if somebody has a cortisol dyssynchrony, like it goes up at night,
yes,
and keeps them awake instead of in the morning, we have to do 24-hour spit, we call them spit tests, and we have to do 4 tests at least and compare them and see where they fall to find out if that's the reason the patient's not having sleep. But that is the only exception in saliva. Unless they change something drastic, it's not going to change. I did the side-by-side testing 15 years ago.
I actually did too. I did it on myself in 2007, and that's why I ended up talking to Dr. David Zava, because I used both his blood spot test and his saliva test. So I did free testosterone and sex hormone binding globulin through saliva, and then used the formulary to calculate what my free was. And then I did, what my total was. And then I did total testosterone and sex hormone binding globulin in serum, his blood, using blood spot.
Mm-hmm.
And they contradicted each other.
They do.
And when I emailed him and said, can you explain this? He just stopped emailing me back.
Spit was made for digestion. It does not even have the same pH as blood. How can it have the same hormones as blood?
Well, is it the real issue here that there's no way to create a baseline? Like in urine, they have, I think they want, I want to say, what do they use in urine to create the baseline of where the testing limit starts? But even in blood, they have baselines that they start with. In saliva, you don't really know what the baseline is to start testing from. There's no.
Well, they can test the hormones, but it doesn't mean it is sequestered in your mouth. It is not
right
all the way through your body. So what is in your mouth at the wrong pH, how can it be the same level as what is in your blood? And it's delivering the hormone to every cell.
Well, I'll tell you, okay, so here's where that argument kind of gets pulled to two sides, but this is why I want to come back to the preparations that you use. So it is a known fact that saliva is a filtrate of blood. But with that being said, it's also influenced by the lymphatic system. And what we're learning now is that transdermal hormones get taken up in the lymphatic system and don't necessarily make it into the bloodstream and or even on a cellular level, which is why you can test someone with a saliva test and go, oh, you're fine, but they're still symptomatic.
Right.
So you like the pellet, okay?
I like pellets because it's similar to an IM shot.
Right.
But the IM shots usually, but not always, the IM shots you get every 2 weeks or every 4 weeks have a cyprinate, it's testosterone cyprinate, which is a side chain on it to make it last for 2 weeks or a month, and that changes the amount of DHT it makes. So generally, my patients that have been on shots have an enlarged, they sometimes have enlarged prostate, they have more balding, they have more sweating, grease, and acne. Now that can be combated with finasteride, which is a
well,
drug.
Okay, no, I would never take finasteride. It's very the half life in the body is 50 years, and a lot of guys end up with ED as a result of finasteride. But here's what I would submit to you. I respectfully submit to you that if you look for some of the research, the real issue with the high DHT, high aromatization of both cypionate and enanthate is a result of the 2 week injection period. If you give the patient instruction to inject themselves, or you force them to come into your practice twice a week, and you maintain the levels, and they don't, you don't have this ebb and trough over 2 weeks. It is actually the drop off of testosterone in that last week that causes the higher conversion to DHT and estradiol through aromatization. If you give a guy a shot once a week, or even once every 3 days, the DHT conversion and everything goes away, and the symptoms go away. That's been shown in a couple good studies.
I've had several times. I've had men come in to see me who have been on the shots twice a week, and they've still had high DHTs and estrone levels. And I check estrone and not estradiol because that's the most dangerous estrogen for men to have, and it is higher as we get older. We make more of it as we get older, and the synthetic testosterones do make more of it. They just do. If you use bioidentical and it's under the skin, I mean, that's why I use it. It just doesn't have as many side effects. To me, it is the best answer. But
and it's convenient.
I wrote a book about
convenient.
All different kinds of testosterone. But overall, this is really all I do. I've done all those other things, and I didn't get the number of people better. And I get people come back and say, I'm 30 again. I mean, I've had people send me their pictures from when they were in college, and they say, this is what I feel like now.
Right.
I mean, it is amazing. And I know you feel great on shots, and that's good for you. But for the people that are really hard to treat, the testosterone pellets are the way to go. And most problems with that has to do with the doctor not having the guts to give the guy enough testosterone, not get them to a high enough level to actually make it work, because even like women have less active amount of testosterone per total, men get less and less active testosterone as they get older. So not only does the amount go down, but they have a lot more inactive. Mm-hmm. So you have to actually get the total higher than they would have had when they were younger to get the same amount of active form. It's like if you took a pie chart. And the little piece of pie got smaller, and the circle got smaller as well. You have to make the circle much bigger than it was in the beginning to give yourself the same area, you know, the radius talking about. The piece of pie has to be the same area. It has to be the same amount as the man or woman had when they were younger. So oftentimes the total number has to be high, but I shoot for 129 picograms per deciliter, which is like nanograms per milliliter.
Right.
Anyway, so I shoot for that as the very lowest for men. And I shoot for women. My goal is to have women have a free testosterone that is over 15 and sometimes as high as 35 to get them to feel better.
Right.
There's no downside to this.
No, I want to take our last commercial break, but when we come back, I want to just change this up just gently, slightly. I want to talk a little bit about progesterone-only birth control pills for a moment.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of women out there who will say, oh, I'll never get on HRT, but they've been taking progesterone-only birth control pills forever, and we're now learning that this type of birth control pill may be one of the most dangerous out there. We're talking right now with Dr. Kathy Maupin. Her book is The Secret Female Hormone. The website is thesecretfemalehormone.com. If you're a woman, this is a must-have book. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So, Dr. Malpin, The progesterone-only birth control pill has been around for a very, very long time, and I know women that have been on it since they were in their late 30s and onward, and they are now turning late 40s and even early 50s. And first of all, they have no idea whether or not they have gone through menopause, they're going through menopause, they're perimenopausal, anything, because they're not having periods, and they haven't had periods for decades, number one. Mm-hmm. But number two, there's a lot of damning research coming to the forefront now that the progesterone-only pill, because it really shuts down estrogen production dramatically, leaves women at greater risk of neurological disorders where estradiol protects the brain and things like that. Have you seen any of this research come your way?
Yes, yes, I have. And let me specify that it's not progesterone birth control pills, but progestin.
Yeah, which is synthetic,
which is
right?
A synthetic, yeah. Which is completely different than the hormone progesterone. So they sell it as progesterone, but it's a progestin. And progestin was the one hormone that was used in the WHI study that actually increased heart attacks.
Oh, my God.
And increased breast cancer. So progestin is not something to be toyed with. And it is actually the problem. Now, if they were given pure progesterone, then they wouldn't have these issues. But progestin, it actually suppresses in the ovary testosterone and estradiol. So these patients, these women get osteoporosis, and they also have no sex drive, because a progestin only takes away your sex drive and all the other good things like energy and weight loss and muscle mass, because it's suppressing testosterone and estrogen.
Well, the most damning research that I just read probably about 2 months ago indicates cognitive issues in women who have been taking progestin-only birth control pills.
Right, because cognitive has to do with testosterone and estrogen. You need both of them to repair your neurons every day and to keep your neurotransmitters healthy, but this is suppressing a normal young woman's neurotransmitters because there's no testosterone. Their ovary is shut down by these. And they're not replacing them with testosterone and estradiol. So the progestin alone is a worry and will be more of a worry over time. I don't want lawyers to start, you know, making commercials here. But it will be a worry for those women who have been on that for a long time. And they probably need a bone density study. They need a mammogram. If you don't know if you're in menopause, all you have to do is go off the progesterone only or progestin only or any other birth control pill for a week and then have your FSH and your LH tested.
But would your follicle stimulating hormone and luteinizing hormone bounce back that quickly in just a week if you've been on for 20 years?
Yeah, that's the point. If you've been on that long, then it may take longer.
Usually,
but you could try it in a week and then you could stay off if it's still low. Patient hasn't bled coming off the progestin, then you could try it for 3 months and retest. But somewhere in there, the FSH and LH will come up. I mean, when you're on the pill, it's suppressed to less than 0.2. Okay? When you're not on the pill, and in menopause, it's usually 20 or 30. This is your estradiol level. This is your FSH.
I can't think of his doctor. Dr. Tutoro, I want to say his name is.
He's
been on the show years ago. And we talked about the fact that when you use the pellet, they actually use, is it FSH that they use to target to make sure that they're getting you in the sweet spot for women?
Yes, that's one of the ways. Actually, Dr. Tutera, 12 years ago, who trained me and treated me. So that was long ago, but that was how it was taught, and I still use it today, that when I replace estradiol in a pellet or in other forms, I want to see the FSH drop into premenopausal levels, which is less than 23.
Mm.
So I'm looking at both the level of the estrogen, the patient's symptoms, and the FSH to make sure the FSH drops to normal. Now, LH is affected by both testosterone and by estradiol. So that's a little different. You have to look at that and think, oh, is my testosterone high enough? Is my estrogen high enough for this patient? But you also have to ask the patient, because sometimes their FSH is above the 23 mark and they are in menopausal level. They don't have hot flashes, no sleep disturbances. They don't feel bad. But I think it's healthier to keep your FSH below 23 in the premenopausal level so there's no stimulation for your ovaries.
There are so many clinicians out there who are taking half-hearted stabs at hormone replacement therapy today. And now we even have the onset of what I call hormone replacement therapy mills, where these places, plastic surgeons are now doing it. Everybody wants to do it. They all want to cash in. And while I love
it's
the fact
that.
What's that?
It's harder than that.
Well, you know, I love the idea that it's becoming more accepted mainstream. That was a big hurdle for women because of the Women's Health Initiative, which really scared the bejeebus out of a lot of women unnecessarily. But with that being said, how does a woman navigate and find the right clinician? Is it all a result of, well, my symptoms are gone, so they're doing the right thing for me?
Oh, do you want to know whether how they measure results or how they find a clinician?
Yeah, no. You find a clinician based on somebody's recommendation typically. Somebody says, mm-hmm. Oh, I go there, you go. So if you go there and you're going to a doctor and you are going on, what period of time do you wait before you say, this doctor can't get me to where I need to go, let me go someplace else?
Well, most of the parameters for success I have listed in my book, but in general, it takes at least 4 to 6 months to know whether you're making any progress or not. At least if you have a lot of medical problems, it may take longer than that. So my patients who have no medical problems but just have loss of hormones that come with age, it should take 4 to 6 months for them to have a huge change. Some people it takes a week, but that's the outside. Now, if you want finding doctors who actually are trained to do this, there's two colleges, like what we call it in medicine. One's the AMMG, and you can look them up online that way, and they have a list of doctors who have been trained to take care of age management. So that's basically what it's based on, age management, meaning hormone replacement and a lot of other things. And then there's an A4M, and that is a second group of doctors. And, I mean, there are 100,000 doctors in the AMMG. I mean, there's a lot of doctors. You can find them if you look them up by their listing in these two organizations. So I would say that doesn't mean you're going to be completely successful. You may not find the right fit for what you want, but that would be a place to start to find your doctor and then test it out and see how you feel and see if your symptoms are gone and see if you have any side effects that they can't fix. I mean, we have troubleshooting for everything. I noticed that you have an aromatase inhibitor that's a natural one. You know, I like use DIM, and there's some other ones.
Well, but that's strictly focusing on estradiol. A DIM would work for estrone, and a lot of women who are taking
it works for estrone.
Yeah, if they're taking non-methylated oral estrogens, DIM is usually a good thing to take along with it to keep the estrone conversion down lower.
That's right. That's right. And I use that on many. In fact, if every 40-year-old and above probably should be on DIM just to get rid of the extra estrone, because estrone is what stimulates breast cancer. So it's when our testosterone drops and our estrone goes up from both weight gain and from our adrenal that we start becoming at risk for breast cancer. I have one other thing I have to have your
please,
listeners.
Please, please.
Breast cancer is not caused by estradiol or testosterone or progesterone. When your cells become cancer every day, okay? They are then taken out by your T cells and your killer T cells. So your immune system kills cancer cells every day. When you're young, you've got plenty of those cells. Your immune system is key. So that is the cause of cancer is truly not a hormone. When a cancer cell develops and is not killed by your immune system and starts multiplying, then it develops a sensitivity to estradiol and sometimes to progesterone. We've never found testosterone to be an issue, except in a fashion where it would help kill the cancer cell. But it only develops the sensitivity to those hormones after it becomes cancer. It's not before. So after it's cancer, yes, it has a sensitivity and it has receptors sometimes for estrogen and progesterone, but it is not a good reason to give yourself the excuse you don't want to get breast cancer. You're going to get it or you're not going to get it based on your immune system and your genetics and your lifestyle.
Right.
So it's not about hormones.
Where are you located, Dr. Malpin, for the listeners who may be in your backyard so they can reach out to you?
I'm in St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, great. Great.
Reef Corps.
Fun place.
Yep.
What part of St. Louis again did you say?
In Creve Coeur, which is, if you know the highways, it's north of 40. It's within the belt. 270 goes around the city. It's right inside the belt.
Okay, so those of you who are in the St. Louis area, you can reach out to Dr. Malpin. You want to go ahead and plug your phone number, how people would contact your practice?
Okay, it's 314-993-063. And I have an office in Kansas City, too. It's on the plaza. Right on Broadway. So, and I don't have that number committed to
that's,
memory,
that's okay.
But they called the same number.
They can
get there.
They can go to the Secret Female Hormone com as well, and use the contact form there if you are in either of those areas. How's that sound?
Absolutely.
I want to thank you so much for taking time to come on the show today. It's an important discussion. It's one that gets overlooked. And quite frankly, even when it's discussed, I think people, women still shake their heads and go, well, wait a minute, that's testosterone. That's not for me. That's for men. And clearly, this is a really big misunderstanding that needs to be cleared up once and for all.
It is. Thank you, Carl. You've been delightful.
Take care now. All right. So there you have it. Another show completed. I want to thank Rob Regish for coming on and performing the Blueprint Power Hour during the first hour. And, of course, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today and learn how you can get a free copy of the Blueprint Meteoric and start making those big gains. Just like, what was his name again? Isn't that funny? I know his last name was Teenman. That's okay. You know who I'm talking about. He was in the beginning of the show. Obviously, my testosterone's not working because my brain's not working either. And then, of course, Dr. Kathy Maupin for coming on and talking about the secret female hormone. The website is thesecretfemalehormone.com. Check it out. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.